Welcome to the KWM Market Minute podcast, where we will discuss the market headlines you need to know as you start your week. I'm Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate, and I'm joined by Jason Katz, who's a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at katzgroup@ubs.com. Good morning. It is Monday, June 29th. Jason, let's start strong. Let's talk about the Mag 7. It feels like it's become sort of this lag 7. Tell us why.
Well, building the gold mine, Jordan, is very expensive. Selling the plumbing, however, has become immensely profitable. Mm-hmm. So for the first time in many years, the Mag 7 isn't carrying the load of the market. In fact, year to date, down 6%, and for the month, 13%. So the market's rewarding those that are receiving the AI spend, not those that are actually writing the checks. And the checks are huge. We're looking at $350 billion of spending on AI infrastructure alone this year. Mm-hmm. So investors, rightfully so, are asking the question, when are there going to be a return on investment here? And at some point, in our view, you have this balance that the AI capacity will be met and supply and demand will come into balance. And when that happens, the Mag 7 are going to be in a position to really pull the lever of profitability. So yes, you don't want it to consume your whole portfolio, perhaps right-size it, but you want to remain long those names for the longer term.
Right. Right now is kind of a point in time and a reminder that it is important to have exposure to the rest of the market. And you're saying it is time now to get that exposure. Tell us why.
Oh, you're entirely right. First of all, I wouldn't confuse a rotation, which is what we're witnessing, as a risk-off environment. It's exactly what we've been waiting for, this broadening. So money isn't leaving equities, it's rotating from the places that were super crowded. So year to date, the S&P equal weight index is up around 9%. The S&P, however, only up around 4%. So leadership has shifted, and we've talked about this for countless weeks now, into industrials, into healthcare, into financial. So what about small cap, which is literally hitting a new all-time high today? Mm-hmm. And that's a much healthier setup for a bull market versus a market that's solely contingent on 7 stocks.
So I like the sectors you called out, industrials, healthcare, but I also know that you're watching gold. Tell us why you think the pullback might be an opportunity.
Yeah, watching it go lower. Mm-hmm. Gold has corrected 25% from the highs, and that's because higher yields, the stronger U.S. dollar, all predicated on the notion that the Fed won't be cutting rates and maybe even raising rates, which we don't subscribe to. But that's weighed on gold. So the long-term drivers, however, haven't changed. Central banks, huge net buyers. And frankly, the next move from the Fed is probably not higher, but lower. And the historic attributes are still in place. You have equity volatility out there, certainly geopolitical uncertainty, the decline of fiat currencies. So gold has these low correlations to stocks and bonds, and it makes a portfolio much more resilient over the long term. So yes, use this weakness as an opportunity to get long the precious metal.
All right. Well, here's a bit of curveball for you, Jason. If you had to describe the market, the messaging right now in one word, what would you say that is?
Balanced.
I like that. So important. Be balanced in your equities, be balanced in your fixed income, and your asset classes. Well, Jason, thank you so much to our listeners. We hope you tune in for next week's episode. Have a great day.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.